You deserve to live life with confidence.
We're your hosts, Brooke Brewer
and Danny Mullen, here from Raw Fitness. Confidently Flawed is a podcast dedicated to bringing you the secret sauce and helping you look good and feel even better.
What's holding you back from being the most confident you?
Hey guys, let's talk about ads. We've been approached a lot recently to run ads for these podcasts, and we really could if we wanted to, but we really don't want to. We just want to get you what you need and get you on with your day. With that said, podcasts generally grow by word of mouth. So if you know anyone that could use or benefit from listening to the show that would really improve their life, improve their health as a result of listening to it, it would be awesome if you could just message this to them or share this episode on your social media. It would mean the world to me. We love you guys. We love doing this for you. You guys are the best. Now, let's get to the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Confidently Flawed podcast. It is December, the holiday season, Brooke's birthday month. We got a lot going on during the month of December. Unfortunately, what we see a lot here in the health and fitness industry is a lot of people tend to put their health on the back burner, and they end up getting to a point where January ends up becoming that much harder to kind of get back into the swing of things and all that. But it is the gift of giving, or the season of giving, I should say. And we want to give you guys some tips, and that's what we do, and that's what we love to do. And Brooke and I were talking, and we know a lot of you guys are in the shopping mode, right? We're trying to find gifts, we're trying to find things for our family, our loved ones, our friends. And sometimes, though, we get some things that might actually be hurting their health even more so than just the holiday season itself, right? So what we wanted to jump on and talk about is something that Brooke is actually very, very passionate about and very knowledgeable about. So I love the idea of this topic is looking at like the gifts that we give during the holiday season and which ones might be actually toxic or what might actually be causing more harm than they are good from the gift giving. And Brooke, I'm sure you've had plenty of these toxic gifts given to you. And I'm sure it's something that's front of mind for you as you're doing your holiday shopping and all that. But talk to kind of the listeners here, like what are some things that they should maybe consider before they go out shopping for their family's, you know, favorite gift?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this is such an important topic. And obviously you listeners, as Danny said, like this is very important to me because I truly feel we are not only the gatekeepers of our own home, but we can help influence people to be healthier. You look at the statistics of just diseases and just health issues in general lately, and there's no question that things have increased. I mean, we look at autoimmune disorders. We look at asthma. We look at mental health disorders. We look at just so many different health issues. And it's no secret that those have skyrocketed. Like I have seen some percentages upwards of 11,000% chronic fatigue syndrome in the last 10 years. Literally 10 years has gone up 11,000%. And you just sit there and wonder, like, how does that happen? And I am a firm believer it is because of a change in our environment. Unfortunately, especially in the United States, there is over 1,100 ingredients that are grandfathered into products, to just daily use products that will never have to go through safety screening, that will never have to go through any sort of testing to see how they actually affect us because they are grandfathered in. And so what does that mean for us? That means a lot of our day-to-day products, from our cleaning products to our makeup to our skincare, have products that are harmful. There is products on the market that we use every single day that truly are destroying our hormones, that are cancer-causing ingredients. I mean, I wish that I was joking about this, but I'm not. There is ingredients left and right that are known to cause things like ADD, ADHD, that are known to cause things like asthma, irritation, skin disorders. Why do we think the rate of eczema and rosacea is just so much higher? A lot of that has to do with ingredients. And so I think when we think of Christmas, especially stocking stuffers, we think of, this lotion would be perfect, or this perfume would be wonderful, or, you know, maybe this deodorant or lip gloss, like all of these little things that we might think are wonderful gifts, might be wonderful ideas, especially for stocking stuffers. but that are truly affecting people's health. And I don't know about you guys, but like when I gift, of course that's costing me money, right? So if I'm going to spend my money on someone, like, yes, I am going to be that person that's going to gift someone a clean product. Like I am not going to gift something that I wouldn't use myself. And then I'm not saying that you necessarily have to be so incredibly conscious, but at the end of the day, it can make a huge difference. And so when you're thinking of shopping, just maybe keep that front of mind. Like, is this gift not only going to be received in an exciting way, they're going to love it, but that's going to help them? Or is it going to hinder them? Is it going to hinder their health? Is it potentially going to affect their hormones? Is it potentially going to cause them skin irritations? Like, I remember when I was younger, my stocking and like even gifts, I remember gifting my teachers, like we'd go to Bath and Body Works because they always have the great sales and you'd gift them candles or lotions or the body sprays. And I am here to tell you that that is destroying people's health. So I just kind of want to share some things to consider and just some things to keep your eyes out. Like, I don't want to make it super complicated. Like I could go on and on with you guys and share you ingredients to keep your eyes out for and what to avoid and what companies to try to look for. And I'm not going to do that because it's so overwhelming. I just want you to be aware. Things that you can be hurting and harming someone, like take our skincare, take your skincare routine. If you are thinking of buying someone, let's say face wash or face lotion or like self tanner or whatever that may be, consider that that might be toxic for them. If you're trying to think of stocking stuffers for your kids or even gifts for teachers or, you know, gifts for people in general that you're doing, make sure you're considering how harmful it can be. You've got your makeup, like lip gloss, lipstick, bronzer, like that's a really common gift that you give people or put in your stockings. Be conscious of that. The candles, the lotions, like that's really harmful too. Cleaning products. I mean, yes, I know not always people think cleaning products is a great gift, but like if you're thinking of an adult, that actually might be a good gift. You could gift someone a clean cleaning product and something that, again, is beneficial for them versus harmful. You know, we could go on and on and on, even about clothing. A lot of clothing is loaded with bleach or, you know, dyes, polyester. So just maybe thinking twice on those things. You know, I know it can be overwhelming. I truly do. But I just need to reiterate the statement of the average woman. I mean, this is true statistical data. The average woman applies 250 chemicals to her body before she leaves for work in the morning. That's an actual statistic. 250 chemicals. That comes from your shampoo. That comes from your conditioner. That comes from your makeup. That comes from your skincare. That comes from your lotion, your body soaps, you know, the dish soap that you're using when you're cleaning your breakfast, even the plate that you're eating from the dishwasher that you, you know, cleaned those dishes on. Imagine what the impact of those chemicals do to your body. They do a lot. They harm your endocrine system, your hormones. They mess up your gut health. You know, why do we think a lot of young girls are struggling with, let's say, early PMS or, you know, they're getting boobs earlier? Why? Because young girls, they're getting all this fun, sparkly, glittery lotion and this glittery, fun makeup and all these toys that are loaded with BPAs and loaded with fake plastics. And so their body is basically being filled with xenoestrogens, which is also known as fake estrogens. So their body's thinking, oh my gosh, we have all these hormones in our body. So it's got to start menstrual. It's got to start your cycle. So I just want you guys to just think about it. Again, I'm not going to sit here and overwhelm you guys with all the ingredients to look for. I know we've done an ingredient episode. I'll link that in the show notes. If you want the details, I have an episode that we've done on this podcast just about ingredients that to keep your eye out for that are harmful. I'll put it in the show notes. So listen to that, but just be mindful. Just ask the question, is this something that is actually needed? And is it actually something that's going to help or hinder their health? Because yes, this holiday season is a wonderful time for gifting, but I want you to think, are you gifting health too? Because in many ways, you can be gifting illness. And when you really think about it that way, do you really want to be gifting illness? And I can pretty much say the answer for everybody for that is no. So, Danny, anything you have to add on to that?
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, really. You know, you said that and I gave a crazy face, you know, 250 chemicals before you even leave for the day. Like, that's wild. And it's not even just adults. Like, you got to think, like, kids are running into similar situations too. And that's a lot. Like, and that's not even incorporating food and all the other chemicals when it comes to that. So, like, it just shows, like, as we're getting further along, as you mentioned, like, there's more and more hormonal issues and diseases and different things there that, like, if we can just do simple things like looking at what's actually in our cosmetics or candles that we gift, you know what I mean? Like, little things like that versus something that is actually going to do more for them, you know, like, so we did something at Raw here. We did one of our Black Friday things is, you know, you can gift a friend a gift card for Raw at a very steep discount, right? And it gave the person like a great value because it's I'm gifting you an opportunity to transform your life. Like, what is better than that? You know what I mean? Like, so it's not that you have to come into Raw and like buy a gift card from us, but it's more like, what are things like that that I can do that really actually make an impact for the individual that I'm gifting to, and not just like, oh, this smells nice. You know what I mean? Or I like that deodorant, or I like that shade of eyeliner or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know cosmetics, but you get what I'm saying, right? Is like, what are things that I can do that, yes, might be a nice gift, but also can actually make a positive impact in their life and not have the negative side effects that we're talking about here. And, you know, you gave a lot of different ones, book, but even like jewelry, right? Isn't there like a lot of jewelry? Like, I again, I'm not a specialist in that, so if I'm incorrect, let me know. But like, isn't there certain types of like metals and things like that are going to throw you off and all that as well? Is that accurate?
Oh, no, that's absolutely true. I mean, I know women that are listening to this, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Have you ever gotten a cheap pair of earrings and your ear starts to turn purple? That is not a good sign. It's truly not. That's a sign that metal is tarnished. It's a sign that metal is not healthy. The absorption rate into your body is that much stronger. It's absolutely, you know, you are right on the dot there. It's jewelry. I mean, unfortunately, there's so many things. And again, I don't want to overwhelm anyone listening because I know the holiday season, like your heart is so full to gift. Your heart is so full to give. And I guess we're trying to encourage you is to maybe consider what you're giving is impacting other people. You know, I love the idea that Danny said, you know, gifting a gym membership. Like, I remember having this conversation with my husband when we weren't even married, like a couple of years ago, when we were talking about the things that we wanted for Christmas and all the things that like I asked for my parents, like, I want a water filter. I want this. And he's like, what the heck? Yeah, I know. Right. But it's like, you sit there and think about it. Like, I don't need anything. If I'm going to want something, I want it to help me. I want, you know, like I asked for my birthday, like infrared box. Like, that's what I want for Christmas. So, or my birthday. And I think maybe especially as we get older, we value things more. And so whether you're the receiver or whether you're the giver, maybe consider the impacts that what you're giving could have on people. There are so many wonderful gifts that you can give people. Gym memberships, wellness, like you're encouraging them to be healthy. And while some people might be like, well, why are you gifting me this? Like, in the long run, they're going to appreciate it so much because gifting health, I mean, truly, there's no better gift in the world than health. Truly, being healthy, being, you know, happy. I mean, like I said, the statistic, 11,000% of people, or just the average, you know, 11,000% of an increase of chronic fatigue syndrome. I didn't even know that was an actual thing, but like that is showing how many more people are chronically fatigued. That sucks. Like, I hate being fatigued. Could you imagine being chronically fatigued? And where does that come from? It's our environment. It's our lifestyle. So much has changed in the last few decades about what we're allowing in our homes, what we're allowed to have in the United States. I mean, it makes you want to vomit when you see what's allowed in the United States. And so just considering that when gifting can make such a world of an impact.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I do all of the like initial consults for people inquiring here at Raw. And I will tell you, based on your stats, 100% of the people tell me that they they don't say I'm dealing with chronic fatigue syndrome, but they say like, I'm just tired all the time. Right. So everyone, there's not been a single person. And I meet with, you know, 10 plus people a week, probably more than that. And it's a constant, right? And again, if like we can get back to these little things, and like when if I'm having a conversation with a friend or a family member and they're telling me their struggles, or I know something that's bothering them, like why not find a gift that's going to help them solve that versus a nice smelling candle? You know what I mean? Like it's, you know, some people might take it the wrong way of like, oh, you bought me a gym membership. What are you saying? Right. Like, no, listen, I know the hardest part of starting an active lifestyle is starting. So, hey, I started it for you. Like now you can take advantage. You know what I mean? Make it that much easier. You took the initiative to help them one step. Like, listen, I'm not saying you're overweight. I'm not saying any of that. I just know this is something you've been wanting to do. I just wanted to help with that process. Right. And, yeah. You know, I think people are going to love that kind of thing over time and utilize that much more than a new piece of jewelry or cosmetics or whatever it is, you know, but that's just our take.
I totally agree. So, you know, hopefully you're hearing this of, we are not judging you if you bought your teacher a candle for Christmas, but maybe just think a little bit, not even harder, but just like think twice, you know. I'm not saying not to do it, because trust me, like, I'm sure I will be receiving things that maybe aren't healthy for, and that's okay. And I'm sure I will gift things that maybe aren't the most healthy, but try to just keep it front of mind and just ask yourself, with all the gifts that you're giving, am I gifting illness? Because I think that is something that's so impactful.
Yeah. Just a different perspective, guys, just a different perspective of going into the gift giving or the gift buying kind of process that you normally do, you know. Maybe just think about it a little bit different, you know, but, no one's here to judge, you know, if you do get a nice candle or anything there. So hopefully you guys got some value from that. Hopefully that kind of changed some perspectives when it comes to, gifts and holidays and things like that. And if you found this valuable, you want to share it with a friend, or you want a gym membership and you want your spouse to get it for you, just send them this podcast episode and obviously give us a rating and review, because that's how we grow our message and what we're trying to do. And until next time, we will see you on the next Confidently Flawed podcast episode.